You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This should not be a surprise, really, but New York University, good old NYU, is offering a college course now on Taylor Swift.
Really?
If you want to sign up, by the way, you better wait, because they said there's a long waiting list. Shall I read the description of the course to you, Jeremy,
sure,
and see if it's something you'd want to take? Quote, "This course proposes to deconstruct both the appeal and aversions to Taylor Swift through close readings of her music and public discourse as it relates to her own growth as an artist and a celebrity."
Yeah, why not?
"Through readings, lectures, and more, the class delves into analyses of the culture and politics of teen girlhood in pop music, fandom, media studies, whiteness, and power as it relates to her image and the image of those who have both preceded and succeeded her." Wow.
Huh.
You can major in Tay-Tay.
All right. Why not, huh? Why not?
They have invited Taylor Swift to speak at the course, Jeremy, but
she said,
far,
nah.
She has not responded yet that we know of.
She's busy.
You would take a college course on Pearl Jam.
Why not? Let's deconstruct those lyrics, man. Why not? Hey, they do it for poets and authors and all sorts of
exactly
stuff. Exactly. Why not?
Why not?
Why not,
what
bro?
Else is, what else is trending?
A historic bridge in the Netherlands is trending this morning because they got to take it down a little bit. Just a little bit. That's so Mr. Jeff Bezos can drive his massive yacht through it. Now, this bridge with a extremely long name, which I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce, was built in 1927, decommissioned in 94, and major restoration in 2017. Now, here's the thing. Bezos is building the largest sailing yacht in the world in a nearby city. 417 feet long, this beast is. It's supposed to be finished.
It's well over a football field,
yeah,
by the way.
It's supposed to be finished this summer, and guess what? They got a sail right through where this bridge is. So this historic bridge basically has to be taken down, and Bezos is going to cover some of the cost to get that done. No word on how much that will cost, but here's the price tag on the boat. $500 million for a
half
boat.
Half a bill for this boat.
For a boat for Bezos.
Jeffrey Bezos. Jeffrey Bezos.
Here's your Starbucks news this morning. Your Starbucks is going to cost you more again. The coffee giant's prices rose in October, then again in January, and now with all the labor, transportation, and supply costs, the CEO of Starbucks said this week, plan on quite a few more hikes coming up here in the 2022.
Well, yeah, it's happening everywhere.
It is, man. So what they're doing is they're going to cut back on marketing and promotions to kind of help offset its rising costs, because really, do they even need to market Starbucks? No. So they're going to cut back on that to kind of help you, but they're saying the seasonal pistachio frappuccino could cost you about $6.25 now. If
oh
you're a big
my
fan
God.
Of that. Yeah, if you're ordering that. So that's going on. What else is happening? A lot of Super Bowl news. In true fashion now, they're releasing a bunch of the commercials before the game. So you can go online today and just do a search. Schwarzenegger is going to be the Greek god Zeus for BMW. Gwyneth Paltrow is doing some hits for Uber, where she takes a bite out of that candle that she's got. Google it. And then Budweiser has the Clydesdales returning this year, Dom. It's a commercial called A Clydesdale's Journey.
Uh-huh.
It shows a horse hurting its leg and recovering and then getting back up to run because in the home of the brave, down and never means out.
Right.
Beer.
Powerful.
Now drink beer. Speaking
it
of the big game.
It is funny when you think about it like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really powerful.
It's this, you know,
they're like, now go get drunk.
And our strength, and we will persevere, and it's brought to you by a beer.
Now go drink too much and ruin your marriage. Let's see. Super Bowl is February 13th, and Valentine's Day is the 14th. So this question is out this morning. They say, assuming your favorite team made it to the big game, would you rather see them win or get lucky on Valentine's Day? It's one or the other. Your team wins or you get a little something-something.
Well, that's easy.
So easy.
Why do people even think about
that? What are you
going
to say? The big game?
Well, you can get lucky the other 364 days of the year.
Yeah.
Your team.
Everybody chose the team went in.
Everybody.
They did take it a step further, and they say, could you go 6 months without any sweet, sweet loving? If that would mean
right.
that your Packers would win, man.
No, I would not give up sweet loving
sweet,
for six months.
No. Yeah, probably not. We'll get to this spray tan story later. It's kind of crazy. People are tanning themselves from the inside out, so we'll cover
it's
that.
Dangerous.
It's so dangerous. We'll cover that in the second trending report. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
You find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Clickbait today aims to get you in a little better mood this morning. We are smack dab in the middle of sad season, so I posted a link to 7 happiness hacks that you can do during your commute. A special shout out to number 6 where it says, listen to your favorite radio show. Do that right now. Keep it turned up. Check out the other 6 on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.